Hey, watch out, there is a wasp on your shoulder. Ha ha ha, I tricked you. This is how people play pranks on each other on 1st of April every year, saying that it is April Fool's Day. But is April 1st indeed the Fool's Day? Let's find out. Welcome to My Two Fills podcast, the show that helps you grow wealth, create passive income, and achieve your financial goals faster. I'm your host Damodar Mata, author, blogger and financial advisor in Dubai with more than a decade's experience in helping people win with money. On 1st of April 1976, when the whole world was busy fooling each other or getting fooled, three individuals got together to form the world's largest company. Guess which company it is? Yes, you guessed it right. It is Apple. Apple's valuation reached the $3 trillion mark on 2nd January 2022 when its share price touched $182.86. In fact, Apple was the first company to reach the $1 trillion and the $2 trillion marks. It was actually formed on 1st of April 1976 by two college dropouts, Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, in partnership with Ronald Wayne, who was at the time a chief draftsman at Atari. Jobs was 21 and Wozniak was 26. They wanted to make computers small enough for people to have them in their offices or homes. Both Jobs and Wozniak were young and enterprising, but Wayne was a little nervous and skeptical about the prospects of this whole venture. He was 41 then and he did not want to risk his life savings betting on these two young lads. After a mere 12 days, he sold his 10% stake in the company back to Jobs and Wozniak for a mere $800. Little did he forecast that these two young Turks could put a dent in the universe. Today, that 10% stake in Apple would be worth about $285 billion. This number is bigger than the biggest of Indian companies, Reliance, whose current market cap is around $230 billion. It doesn't end there. Wayne kept his original contract from 1976 until 1990s when he sold it off for $500. Later he told The Cult of Mac, a website which follows Mac and Apple, saying that he didn't know what to do with the contract. It was collecting dust in its drawer, so he sold it off. Later, Wayne found out that this contract was sold at an auction for $1.5 million. Now, Wayne is about 80 years old and his net worth is a little less than $500,000. Imagine how would that have been if he had kept his stake in the Apple, or maybe even if he had just kept the contract and sold it for about $1.5 million, he would have been much richer, wouldn't he? So, what do we learn from here? For me, the following are the four key takeaways from the story. Number one, patience is a virtue and a much necessary trait when it comes to building a startup or investing your savings. Number two, it is vital to see the bigger picture and more importantly, have some trust in your team instead of having a narrow and a short-term vision. Number three, it is essential to take some or maybe a little more risk when you are planning to build something huge in your life. Number four, while someone somewhere is busy creating another big company like Apple, you can participate in the growth story of many such companies by investing in them through ETFs, mutual funds, or shares, and in that process, create lasting wealth for yourself. These were the four key learnings for me from this story. What were yours? Feel free to share them in the comments below. Now, coming back to my original question, is 1st of April the Fool's Day? Maybe yes, maybe no. Let me know what you think. You were listening to My Two Fills, a personal finance podcast in UAE. I'm your host Damodar Mata, author, blogger and financial advisor in Dubai with more than a decade's experience in helping people win with money. Arrange a free consultation with me to understand how you can participate in the growth story of world's largest companies and create lasting wealth in the process. Don't forget to subscribe on Apple or Google Podcasts or on your favorite podcast app. See you in the next episode. Thank you.